You're listening to SBS News.
It's the comment that stunned the world. United States President Donald Trump denying the conclusion of his own intelligence agencies that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election.
People came to me and some others, they said they think it's Russia. President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Mr. Trump's comments came during a press conference with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, just days after the US Justice Department indicted 12 Russian military spies for hacking Democratic Party emails and leaking them. But back in the US and grappling with bipartisan criticism, some of which accuses him of treason, Mr. Trump now says he meant to say something completely different.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has described the evidence of Russian interference as compelling, but he says that doesn't make Donald Trump a traitor. The US president says he has full faith in US intelligence agencies. He says he accepts, and has always accepted, that Russia did meddle in the election.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin first met alone behind closed doors before being joined by senior aides and facing the media. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for hearings to learn more about the initial private meeting. But while Mr. Trump continues to deny any collusion took place, Mr. Schumer says Mr. Trump's confusing conduct leads him to believe otherwise.
President Trump's actions yesterday lead many more Americans to suspect that something was amiss, that there may have been collusion. What else would explain President Trump's actions and protestations in a foreign country?
But Republican Senator John Cornyn says there's still no evidence of collusion and is accusing Democrats of dragging the saga out for political gain.
That's what I think has got the president so spun up, is because he feels like this is an attack on him personally. And I wish we could separate those two. But indeed, our Democratic colleagues don't want to separate those. They realize that this is the best way to keep this story going for as long as they can, through the next election.
Other Republicans are more critical of Mr. Trump. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger posted his criticism of the US president in a video to Twitter.
It was embarrassing. I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle, like a little fanboy. I mean, I was asking myself, when are you going to ask him for an autograph or for a selfie or something like that? I mean, you literally sold out at this press conference our intelligence community, our justice system, and worst of all, our country.
John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate in 2008, says Mr. Trump's performance in Helsinki was one of the most disgraceful he can remember by an American president. Paul Ryan, the top Republican in the US House of Representatives, also condemned Mr. Trump's performance. Mr. Ryan says Russia remains a threat to US interests and values.
Let me try and be as clear as I can to the world of the country. We stand by our NATO allies and all those countries who are facing Russia aggression. How many times have I stood up here and told you what I think about Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin does not share our interests. Vladimir Putin does not share our values.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Russian collusion with Mr. Trump's presidential campaign continues. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.